Why is this happening? Well, the catalyst that you're going to read about in the press, and it's largely correct, is that Trump has announced, pretty much has announced, he intends to put a more hawkish person in the Fed. And that's one of the reasons that metals have gotten dropped. And it's also a reason for the dollar being stronger. And it's also a reason for stocks to be lower. That's a catalyst, not a reason, but it's a good one and it's legitimate.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey, and this is the Goldfix Market Rundown. There's the home screen. We'll be talking about the lower right-hand corner, what is going on right now. That's a post sent to founders, but we're going to give you enough information so that you can form your own opinion. Let's start with the markets. 10-year yields are up 1, almost 2. Dollar is up almost 40. The S&P 500 is down 23. The NASDAQ is down 105. The VIX is up about a full point. Gold is 5087, down $290. Silver is down $15 and change, 170 last, 100 spot 70 last. Shanghai gold closed down $102. Shanghai silver closed down a dollar at 130. Gold is 246 in the U.S. futures, and March silver is 99.02, 99.10, depending on how you look at it. Copper is down 29, WTI is down 40, natural gas is down 5, palladium is down 168, platinum is down 329, gold silver is down almost 4, I'm sorry, up almost 4, back at 50 again, and grains are all down. Two comments to make about this board here. The first one is, why is this happening? Well, the catalyst that you're going to read about in the press, and it's largely correct, is that Trump has announced, he pretty much has announced he intends to put a more hawkish person in the Fed. And that's one of the reasons that metals have gotten dropped. But it's also a reason, and it's also a reason for the dollar being stronger. And it's also a reason for stocks to be lower. That's a catalyst, not a reason, but it's a good one and it's legitimate. The second thing I want to draw your attention to is the VAT tax on silver has come up again. Now, there is a VAT tax that's reflected in the differential in prices between Shanghai and COMEX. There's no doubt about that. At least, I don't think there is a doubt about that. However, people are continually debating if silver has a VAT tax involved in it. Now, I could be wrong. I'm not married to this. I'm not in China. Something could be lost in translation for what I've been told. But I've been told that the VAT tax is negotiated after the fact. You do not broadcast global price if you can get away with it, number one. Number two, VAT tax is also negotiated afterwards because it's not necessarily true who's going to be paying the tax. Now, this is information gotten from Bai Jiaojun, mainland China, and it's gotten from Eric Young, who's very well versed in the physical structure and is in deep in Hong Kong. So to reiterate, it could be wrong, but I'm 99% sure that this is how it works. The futures price does not show the VAT tax. That's the price they broadcast to the world. $99.99, tax not included. And then when you buy and someone agrees to sell, you negotiate. Sometimes one guy pays the whole VAT tax. Sometimes the buyer pays the VAT tax. Depends on your relationship and how it works in the middle. That's the first thing. The second thing is, anecdotally, based on experience and observation, if the VAT tax is a percentage of price, well, then as the market rallies, the VAT tax should increase and the spread should increase. And sometimes it does, but sometimes the spread between New York and Shanghai narrows in a rally. So that's just not true. And when the market drops, the spread should decrease because the underlying price, the notional price, has dropped. Therefore, the tax should decrease. But frequently, not all the time, frequently, the price will widen. The spread will widen as the market drops. That is not a tax. That's a demand in China and a supply in the US. So you could continue to debate it, but I just wanted to say that again. Eric Bai Jiaojun and my other third party recon, as well as my observations. Why would I pay more tax on an asset that's dropping? Does it make sense? Anyway, and if you're looking at that 130, and it's closed right now, so it's lower than 130, but it's the spread's probably not coming in. If it comes in, then fine. Then you can make that case, but I'm still not going to make that case. All right, so there you go. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. These are some stories we have featured on news sites: Scottsdale Mint, Silver Surge, Bulls Target, 110 Milestone, and Unbroken Uptrend. Zero Hedge, selling Germany's gold would be a strategic mistake. We stand by that. That's our opinion, and it's probably going to be published on one of the largest German periodicals online in Germany. Yahoo, Venezuela oil reform bill seeks to cut taxes and lure private investment. And on X, we put up opposed Germany's $599 billion gold hoard rekindles debate over reserves and risk. That's the pure news item. Next, what is going on right now? Now, we will be sending a version of this out to premium. We just wanted to get it out there early, warts and all, for founders. Most of them are active traders. Demand destruction happens when markets stop working, not because people stop wanting an asset, but because they cannot access it, afford it, or participate normally. Right now, gold is seeing volatility-driven demand destruction, where options are too expensive to use. Silver is facing an emerging physical supply chain breakdown, I should say, from cash-constrained market makers to refinery bottlenecks and empty dealer shelves. When participation fails in the supply chain, markets cool, volatility rises, and speculative positions get flushed like they have been and continue to be right now. We will be sharing a version of this with Premium over the weekend. For now, this should be enough. It should be plenty to tell you to be careful. Now, to give you a little bit more, demand destruction is when markets fail due to broken access, pricing, or mechanics, not because they don't want to buy it. Gold is experiencing a demand destruction on the option side. Volatility has made options too expensive to use, shutting down speculation. What does that mean? It means if you buy a call, it's just too expensive. And if you buy a put, when the market rallies, the put's going to go up in value. And when the market drops, the put's going to go down in value. Options cease to work when volatility is this high. You need to do spreads, options against options, call spread, put spread, not call or put. Silver is more interesting and very, very rare in the metal space. There's a cash strain, there are refinery bottlenecks, and there's low inventory that are disrupting physical supply, pushing buyers to proxies. A lot more details on that later on. News and analysis: Germany selling gold is strategically very inadvisable. We mentioned that already. Gold to 5,600, we break it down. That's a very well-received video post where we talk about all the things that have been going on in the market and actually touch on the demand destruction concept, Goldfix PM. Coming soon over the weekend, I want you to just take a second and look at that picture. Who's not bullish? Right. So Citibank, Goldman Sachs, BMO, JP Morgan, UBS are all talking about metals. One of them is not coming out unabashedly bullish, at least not yet. We're going to do a deep dive into demand destruction in metals, which we just alluded to, Hartnett walkthrough. And then there's also another report out. It's a bubble alert for gold, short term, at least anyway. And we actually kind of agree with it. And although we're not telling people to sell because it's a bubble, get a grip. All right. All we're saying to people is take profits if you need the money. Hedge physical if you know how to do it, and be careful buying dips right now. We are in a different, fundamentally structural market right now. If I'm right about demand destruction, we could rally $500 in gold and $5 in silver in a heartbeat. We could also drop another $5 and drop $300. Do you want to play coin bets? Then go trade leveraged ETFs. I'm not doing that game. Today's data. Oh shit, PPI today. I'm not even prepared for it. I think it's PPI today. Let me see. That doesn't make sense. Oh, it's a delayed report. I think it is PPI. All right. Please support independent media by taking a look at our new silver and gold hats, plus our coffee mugs, plus our sweatshirts or hoodies, as the kids call them. Anyway, that's what's coming this weekend. Plus more. Talk to you later.
Well, thank you, Vincent, for another great show this morning. And thank you to you at home for being out there and joining in here and watching along with us. Fun to talk with so many of you in the chat. And if you enjoyed the show, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and the notification bell so that you can stay posted as these different events continue to unfold in the precious metals markets. And just in case you missed what Vince had to say yesterday, well, that one is coming your way now.